We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can also find out about the upcoming Wait Wait Don't Tell Me cinema event happening on May 2nd of next year. We'll be beaming the show live to movie theaters across the country. It's Wait Wait on the Big Screen, or as we like to call it,
Attack of the 50-Foot Radio Show.
But now some questions for you guys about the week's news.
Uh-oh.
Roxanne, with a Lincoln biopic, a big hit in the theaters, ABC is developing a new historical sitcom based on the early life of whom?
Is it a former president?
It is not a former president.
Is it of the era of Lincoln?
It is not.
So basically, you're saying it could be anybody.
I am, in fact.
Is it someone
that
who drove a Lincoln?
I'm gonna. The early history of Joe Biden. The early history of.
That would be a horrible sitcom.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, Justin
no.
Bieber. Yes.
Wow.
I tried to pick a young person.
You got it. It's
what
Justin
job?
Bieber. Canadian right. toddler Justin Bieber. The number one sex symbol among people who do not know what sex is. Rose to stardom at a young age. Now ABC wants to examine the pre-pop star days in the Justin Bieber story, Zero and a Half Men. You may be thinking, hasn't he always been famous his whole life? Well, he had those 9 months in utero, after all. And he didn't have a big hit until Push It, his sexy jam about his time in the birth canal.
Man, I would be on that show like his crazy middle-aged black friend who just...
Yeah.
Come on, Justin, man. You got to believe in yourself.
Okay, yeah.
Credits.
That's pretty good.